Blog Talk Radio.
HR Happy Hour. Yeah, that's what I get for trying to improve the show by creating a new, getting a new theme song and jingle. I should have stuck with the old one, I guess, right? Hey, welcome to HR Happy Hour. This is episode 6. We're talking about the HR evolution. Tonight, this is going to be hopefully a great show. I'm really excited about it. I'm Steve Bowes. I'm your gracious host of the HR Happy Hour, and with me, as always, Shauna Morkey, the HR Minion. How you doing tonight, Shauna?
I'm doing good. This has been a good night.
What's happening? Shauna, you know, I have not talked to you. I have not talked to you since the last HR Happy Hour 2 weeks ago. So what's happening?
Really?
What's happening in Shauna's world?
Well, today was my last day in my contract gig, so I came from one happy hour to this one.
Rolling from happy hour to happy hour. That's fantastic. So you got to be in a good mood already for the show, right?
Right, totally. Already had a margarita. I'm good.
That's awesome. Hey, just before we get started with the show and bring on our first couple of guests, I wanted to just mention, if you're listening on the internet, that's great. If you wanted to call in and actually participate in the show, the number is 646-378-1086, and be sure to press 1. On your phone when you dial in, and that'll be my little signal that you want to come on the air. Or you could call into that number and just hang out and listen. That's cool, too. We do have a few people on the line right now, so if you're holding right now to come on, I will get to you as quickly as I can. First, I wanted to welcome and introduce our first guest for tonight, Trish McFarlane. Trish is a fantastic HR professional, blogger. She does blogs at the HR Ringleader blog. And she had a great idea a few weeks ago for the HR Evolution, and we wanted to come on and talk to her about it tonight. Trish, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, Trish, why don't you just tell us just a little bit about who you are for folks who are listening tonight around the world. We do have a global audience, I'm told.
Sweet.
And maybe just give us a little bit of a clue in. Who is Trish McFarlane? What do you do, and how did you get here?
Well, I have been in human resources for about 15 years. Started out working for PricewaterhouseCoopers many, many years ago, and then switched about a year and a half ago to a large PR agency in St. Louis, Missouri. So most of my background is all in an agency environment, billable environment, and but I've done a little bit of everything. I think that for me, probably specializing in employment surveying and analysis, along with employee relations, investigations, and that sort of thing would be sort of what I like to do best. I'm kind of a geek when it comes to numbers, especially working in the accounting industry for so long, even though I wasn't an accountant, it sort of rubs off on me. And so anything to do with analyzing data in terms of how it relates to keeping the people side of the business, you know, running smoothly and keeping them making money. So I'm also a mom. I have twins who are 5 years old, getting ready to start kindergarten in just about a week and a half. So that's been pretty exciting. And I don't know. I mean, other than that, I stay busy. I volunteer quite a bit with March of Dimes and some other local volunteer opportunities in St. Louis. And I just stay really busy.
Great. Trish, thanks so much. Trish, before we get into talking about the HR evolution a little bit, I do have a caller who I bring up right now, a very special friend of the show and a friend of mine that I want to bring up right now on line 5. Dee, the HR man, how are you tonight?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hi there.
I knew you were calling in, and thank you for doing that. I know you don't have much time, so I wanted to bring you up right now and just say hi. And And I just want to say to Dee and to Shauna too, we've been running these shows for a while, and I can keep track of how many times they've been played and who's listened to them and whatnot. And I do want to say still, Deirdre, the show that you came on, the first show that you came on with Shauna and Lisa Rosendahl, still number one show in the history of HR Happy.
Still?
That is so cool.
Still is, right, after all this time. It is the top the top rated show, so that's great for that. And,
fantastic.
So I need to spread the word
for
about tonight, though, right?
Yeah.
Now the pressure is on Trish. Okay, so I'm going to have to email and blog about everybody I know to get them on to listen to the show.
Yeah, and you'll see in a minute that the sponsorship price for the show and how to get favor with the show is pretty. The bar's below right now. It's set pretty low.
Okay.
So thanks for calling in tonight, Dee. What's the deal?
Well, First of all, I got really excited when you guys started talking about having it like an unrevolution, and boy, I would love to. It would be really fun to meet all the people who are all the HR people on Twitter.
Right.
And I think that would just be an absolute blast. So, and Shauna, I will start keeping my eyes open for stuff for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're always so nice.
So I also, we are headed out to take pictures of the sunset this evening, so, which is something
beautiful.
I really enjoy doing, so. Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and say hey, and there's not a whole lot going on our end. Immigration is, you know, always the bane of my existence, but nobody ever wants to talk about immigration.
Well, yeah, I definitely wanted to say hi and bring you up.
Same.
You know, just hang out as long as you can and bail out when you need to. That's fine. I just wanted to say
all
hi.
Right.
And this way, since you came on, I can put this in the show notes that this episode 6 features an appearance by the HR Maven with
nice
listenership, as far as I can tell. So
that's awesome.
Important to me.
Cool. I'll hang out until I have to go.
All right. Thanks, Dee.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to Trish. Dee mentioned, you know, hey, it would be great to meet everybody in some fashion and have a little unconference. So in that light, why don't you maybe, you know, you're the mastermind behind this whole HR evolution or HR blogger conference, whatever we're really calling it. You know, what were you thinking about? What was the idea behind the whole thing, and what was your sort of inspiration for coming up with the idea?
Well, you know, I think this started, it was just about a month ago. It was back at the end of June, and there were so many HR professionals who this year, for many reasons, were not able to attend the annual SHRM conference. I know personally it was, you know, my company cutting back on, you know, our ability to travel to conferences and so forth, and so that just happened to be the first one that came up that was going to be a big one that was going to be fairly expensive to go to that I wasn't going to be able to attend. So, well, it was really, you know, disappointing not to be able to be there. You know, there were quite a few of us who were following along through Twitter, and it was really a great way to listen almost live, you know, because we had so many of our HR colleagues who were on Twitter who were there live tweeting from, you know, all the different sessions that they went to, which was really good. And, you know, some of them, I know, you know, Michael Long, the Red Recruiter, for example, I remember I was, you know, sitting at work, and he was tweeting and actually sharing twit pics of the slides of the presentation he was in, and it was stuff I could use and apply right then on what I was working on. So, you know, while that was great, you know, the highlight of what I was missing at SHRM was the very last, one of the very last sessions they offered, which was the HR blogger panel, where they had Lori Rudiman and Lance Hahn and Chris Dunn and Jessica Lee. And what appeared
to me. Don't forget China.
And I'm sorry, China. But you
right.
know,
who all came on this show shortly after that, as I recall.
Right.
Exactly.
As you recall, as if you would forget.
Yeah.
As I recall, the HR minion badgered every one of them for a week to get them to come on. And
they love me. It's okay.
But I mean, you know, seeing something like that was really appealing to me, and you know, luckily SHRM was gracious enough to, you know, let us all be able to experience that at least through a live feed or, you know, the recorded version. But I think what happened was it was very simple. I mean, I was on Twitter, and I had put out a tweet, something along the lines of, I think we should plan an HR blogger conference, you know, just to have sharing among the HR bloggers and HR community on Twitter. And so it really took off. There were a lot of tweets that night, the next day, from people just all around the country, and everyone was throwing out different ideas. So that's sort of how it all took off. I don't know that I'm a mastermind, but I kind of like being called that, Steve.
I like no.
Go for
you
it.
Know, you know, you got to accept that title, but you have to accept the responsibility that comes with it. When I heard about the idea, certainly whether it was from your blog or from Twitter, how I first heard about the idea, you know, I certainly thought it was a great idea. You know, and I'm definitely behind it all the way.
Totally.
Yeah, no, and I think it's, Trish, I know that Den, and I'm hoping Ben can still try to join us tonight. He had sort of an unforeseen little, and Ben, I'm talking about Ben Eubanks for those who might not know him by his first name, although I think a lot of people listening probably do. He was hoping to join us tonight as well. The, you know, I know he's been doing a lot of work on the, on a website to gather sort of interest levels and sort of brainstorm ideas, so do you feel like there's a good sort of sentiment out there in the community that something like this would be interesting and valuable, and you'd have some, you know, decent attendance?
You know, I think we would, because for anyone who has talked with Ben or tweeted back and forth with him or emailed him, he is so driven, and he has done an outstanding job. I'll tell you, he went and put up that website immediately, and really started driving this whole idea. So I would just say for any of the listeners out there, if they have not checked out the www.hrevolution.wetpaint.com, definitely go and check it out, because it really has a good description of how the whole thing evolved, you know, and it covers everything from the topics to the potential locations and dates. He's got some polls up there. Because right now we're in the early stages. I mean, obviously it's something we want to pull off this year if we can. And so, you know, we're starting to buckle down and want to get some dates or a date set and the location. So, but I think
the location's kind of controversial.
It is a little bit. You know,
yeah, I have that on my list of questions to ask. Location.
Like throwing out locations. So, I mean, if you want me to get into that part now, I mean, you know, basically what we're looking at is having a one-and-a-half-day sort of a meeting. And, you know, we were thinking very informal in terms of, you know, basically we were planning on trying to fly in or drive into a location on a Friday evening, have a tweet up to get to meet all of the people that we, you know, that we all sort of follow on blogs and on Twitter. And then on Saturday would be a full day of, you know, many different topics, which I know we can get into in a little bit. But in terms of location, we've had three people already volunteer to look into Louisville, Kentucky, Cleveland, Ohio, and then Atlanta, Georgia. So based on, you know, all of the people who have shown interest, which at last count when I looked earlier today, it was 43 people, on the website who were saying they were interested, that was, what we're trying to do is find somewhere that's centrally located, that has good airport accessibility, hotel available fairly close to where we could have it, also some restaurants, and I guess the key factor is a very, very low, low-cost venue or even a free or donated venue. So,
can I throw in Minneapolis?
I just spotted a tweet.
I'll look into it.
I just spotted a tweet from Nora Burns. Hello, Nora. You things about me. Throwing Denver as an option as well, and Denver is a fantastic city. So certainly, Trish, though, I think you're hit on the head. You know, an event like this, an impromptu, spontaneous event that's really kind of user generated and user developed. Yeah, you're going to have that issue. I have to put it. I mean, it may be more important than any of the other issues to some extent, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, the another part of the reason of having a sort of an unconference, if you will, is the cost. I mean, what we're trying to do is make it to where a majority of people who are interested can actually get themselves there potentially on their own dime, because companies are just not putting out the dollars like they used to. And so, you know, again, if we can have it where there's either a Southwest hub or some lower cost options for people to come, you know, that's obviously going to affect. And it won't just be me deciding the location or Ben and I. You know, there are six people who have been working on this, and Steve, you're one of them, obviously. But, you know, where we're going to try and actually see what people can come up with, I would say, over the next week. And so for, you know, for Nora or anyone else who has an idea on location, or even you, Shauna, put it out there on, seriously, do some research, though, and see if it's a serious thing. Put it out there on that website so that then we can really, really evaluate if that's going to work for a large number of people. So
yeah. Can I, before we keep going, Trish and Shauna, let me just make a couple of quick announcements. There's a bunch of people on the line right now, but I don't see anybody sort of with their hand raised, which is and how you do that is you press 1 on your handset. And so if any of you guys who are on hold or listening on the phone, if you actually want to come on the air and make a comment, ask a question, or participate, just press 1 on your handset, and I'll put you up. Secondly, I do want to take just one quick second. It is happy hour. You know, and I would be remiss if I didn't take a, you know, quick beverage break and thank our first corporate sponsor,
yay!
Shauna. This is big news. Yes, that we have sponsors. Well, it's relatively big news, and I want to say shout out and thanks to Lois Melbourne from Acquire Software, AQUIRE.com. And if anybody's following my tweets, take a look at my tweet I just tweeted. My little picture of my HR happy hour beverage and my Acquire a beer koozie. So thank you, Lois, and Acquire Software.
Thank you, Acquire.
Thank you, Shauna.
Lois is awesome.
Lois is. All right, we do. My little prompt to sort of raise your hand and get involved in the conversation is I got a couple people who raised their hands. So, Trish, if it's all right with you, I'm going to go ahead and put a couple callers up.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Hello, area code 972. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
This is Lois. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, Lois.
Hey, Lois. Our corporate sponsor. How you doing tonight, Lois?
I'm doing great. I hope your beer is nice and cold.
I'm going to tell you, it's fantastic. Lois is a great sport. And all kidding aside, Acquire, you might, my college uses Acquire software. We're a customer. We use their org publisher software for regional mapping and modeling, and it's a fantastic tool. And Lois, you know, great friend of ours and a great blogger and just really active in the community, you know. And I don't even know how, was it just me begging for corporate sponsors? Lois sent me a little care package, the beer koozie. So, we're having a joke about it, but seriously, I'm a big fan of Lois and Acquire, and she's just a great person and a supporter of the show and of the community as well.
Well, great. I also wanted to just say on the dates that are up on the site for the options for the conference.
Yeah.
One of the sets of dates, the October 2nd and 3rd. That is HR Technology Conference in Chicago.
Oh.
Okay.
So, good or bad, it could dovetail into HR Tech if it was to be in Chicago, but several of the HR bloggers are, you know, very well could be engaged at HR Tech, so there could be a conflict there because it is a really big conference for the HR industry.
Yeah, that's good
to
know. Yeah, we had looked, Ben and I had tried to look at any possible, whether it was HR Tech, HR Recruiter conferences, and then also just more the standard HR Generalist conferences. So thanks for mentioning that one. We'll definitely, you know, keep that in mind as the votes sort of come in on that. But, yeah, we want to be able to reach, obviously, the most people we possibly can. So.
Yeah, I want to bring one more caller up. wants to come on and contribute, and then we'll get back, Trish, to, you know, talking a little bit more about the details, about, you know, what specifically were some of the ideas about what might happen at a conference like this and what people might actually get out of it. So let me bring this caller up right now. Hi, area code 415. You are on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, Steve. It's Mike Krupa.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I am in the car on the way to the airport, so I'm going to put you on and off mute, but I wanted to participate where I could.
Hey, well, thanks for calling, Mike. And, you know, if there's time and you can hang out, you got to tweet that link out again anyway, or I'll find it. The link to the Michael Krupa you was around a couple of days ago is fantastic and hysterical. It is must watch. Michael's at a, I believe, an open source conference, right, Michael?
That's right. It was an open source conference.
Yeah, and you had a fantastic interview with. Why it struck me is so funny, but it did. It's really worth a second watch. So I think that link needs to get sent back out again.
Well, when I don't have my hands on a steering wheel, I will retweet that link. But
it was cool.
Want me to do it right now?
I want you to do it right now. Take that little mini, pull it off to the side.
No!
You know, that's going to be, Shauna, we need another show about this. You know, all of a sudden this week, half the people in HR drive around in these little minis. That's what I'm learning, and, you know, and I'm starting to have a theory, right? There's this, you know, nobody takes it seriously, we can't get our seat at the table, blah, 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 and I'm starting to think, you know, well, if you didn't drive around in these little minis so much, maybe people would take you a little more seriously.
Sacrilege! Sacrilege!
You know,
I desperately want a mini. You be nice.
Well, you know, that's another show, I think, because I'm not down with that. And
they're adorable.
Yeah, right. They're adorable. They're cute. They're beautiful. But you get taken seriously driving around in one of those? I
want one.
I don't know. All right. Well, that's another show.
I told Steve we had to have an off-cycle mini and snowstorm story show.
Ooh, that'd be good around Christmas.
We got some interesting shows coming up, and I think we're going to have to fit this one in, too. So, well, Michael, thanks so much for calling in, and just be careful there driving.
Yes, please be careful.
Hey, Trish, let's get back to the conference idea and just, like, let's talk a little bit about, okay, so we know we have some issues. We've got to sort out a location. We've got to sort out a date. And certainly those logistical issues are definitely important. They're going to impact your interest level, your attendance, your potential attendance. But let's talk a little bit about content and you know, format of the conference itself and what you were thinking and what some of the ideas that the different folks who've been involved have been focusing on those areas.
Well, you know, I think the initial thought was just a way for the bloggers to come together and sort of share ideas, what's working, what's not, how they stay motivated. It was a little more nebulous at that time, but, you know, through the feedback we've been getting both on Twitter and on the website, there's a pretty lengthy list of things that people are hoping to cover because, you know, to me, and I think to the group that's sort of helping plan this, we really want this to be what each individual blogger wants it to be. And so since it's us creating it, we can do that to some degree. You know, I think that there would probably be some sort of, you know, a welcome where everyone would be there together at the start of the day, with some sort of a presentation, whether that be in a panel format. You know, we're open to anyone's opinion on what they think would work or what they would like to see. We have quite a few people who have already volunteered to, you know, instruct or, you know, participate in panels and various things. So, and that's in every category, you know, from recruiting to technology to just blogging in general. So, following that, we were thinking we would have some sort of a breakout so that people could sign up and say, you know what, I am a new or aspiring blogger, and I really would like to learn from some of the best out there, the people who have been doing it for several years, who really have a good handle on how the whole process works and how to be a successful HR blogger, because I think it's it's a very, to be a blogger in general, it's a very interesting thing to sort of grasp what it takes. It's a huge time commitment. So for the people who haven't kind of taken that leap or who have just taken the leap, and I kind of qualify myself into that category a little bit after only a couple months, you know, there's a lot we can learn from the people who have already been doing it successfully. And then, you know, also to have something simultaneously offered for the people who are the established bloggers, because, you know, we don't want to just tap into them to only be the ones giving the information. We really want them to be able to come and learn something too. So at the end of the day, not only have we all walked away with a much stronger network of people that we not only know online or over the phone, we also know them now in person, but you've also walked away with something you can actually take back and use on your blog or in your job.
Very cool.
I think beyond that, you know, we're expanding it a little bit as the ideas roll in. Everything from talking about how beyond blogging, but just how social media in general is impacting the HR field, how you can get your company to start blogging, or if you work for a company that doesn't embrace social media, strategies on how that's working in companies where it is embraced. So I think it will probably stretch beyond just blogging in general to a more a wider HR arena.
Right. Yeah, that's the sense I get too, Trish. I get the sense of when thinking about this more and talking to folks that the basis or sort of the origin of the idea was in and around blogging and the process of blogging and sort of real sort of specific topics related to it, but that in order for it to sort of really be meaningful and attract perhaps just a slightly wider audience that we might want to expand the scope slightly just to incorporate some of those ideas as you suggested and as you described.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do get the sense that still in the greater community, certainly, greater HR community, I mean, the folks that are really, you know, interested in blogging personally or through their company or interested in social networking in a professional manner, like many of us are still, you know, probably the minority, right? I mean, you know, in your experience, Trish, do you feel like it's pretty relatively new with you, you know, in your organization or other organizations you deal with?
Oh, I think so. I mean, of all the HR people that I, you know, normally network, I don't know of any of them that are really using social media very much at all. And certainly if they're doing it, it's more just on a personal basis, maybe like Facebook or MySpace, not actually applying social media to their job and learning and developing. You know, I think I've learned so much in the last few months even just from the network of people that are on Twitter.
Oh, definitely.
You know, there's a
right,
lot of,
right.
It seems like once you build that level of trust and once you start participating, I mean, I think this show, for example, is a great way. That's taken it, you know, that next step so that it's not just random people. No, I mean, really, it's not just random tweets. We're real people and we're getting to know each other, you know, as professionals and then as just people in general. So the show is great for that.
Right. Now, I think that, for 1 second, the little mini rant blew up a little bit here. I think Sharon, we have a show. We have a show
totally
about
this
whole controversy. The controversy I'm inventing about the chart, that's definitely a show. There's enough sentiment out there. I see tweets about someone's driving a Blackmobile 400. It's from North Pacific. Thank you, my friend. You know, I'm a full-size pickup man myself, and so, you know, mini thing, I'm not sure I'm getting, but so let's just put that down on the list. We're going to have to squeeze that in for a future show.
We do have a lot of shows lined up, a lot of cool ones.
I know. It's crazy. I did have a note, Shauna, to get to that at the end of this show tonight to try to quickly run down what we have coming up and what we might try to squeeze in, because I know the HR maven left us, but something she wrote this week really kind of hit home for me. And she's so active. I didn't get a chance to say this when she was on the line, but she's so active with Job Angels and with working with her local community. She's from the Michigan area, for those who don't know, and they've been so hard hit by economic recession and auto industry problems, that unemployment is so high in her area, and she's got a couple of seminars coming up, and I apologize, I don't have the dates right now in front of me, but you can check them out on her website, which is vhrmaven.com. She's doing a couple seminars local in her area for job seekers, helping them resume stuff, LinkedIn, and just helping them in the process.
She's really generous.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And so when I read that, I thought, man, and Shauna, we talked about this briefly. We said we really need to do a show, a job seeker focused show. And
yep.
It's not on the schedule right now, but I do want to see it sometime pretty soon. So look for that. We'll get that organized, and we'll run that in a couple of weeks, I'm sure. There are a few people still on the line. If you do want to come on, as I said, press 1 on your handset, and I will bring you right up on the air. And you can chat with Shauna. Michael's still with us, right, Michael?
I'm still here.
All right.
He hasn't crashed yet.
Right. Lois is still with us, right, Lois?
Yes, I am.
All right. And, of course, Trish McFarlane and Shauna and myself are all here. And so if you want to come on, just dial right up, press 1, and we'll bring you right up on the air. So, Trish, I got to tell you something. When the idea came for HR Evolution, the HR Blog Conference, I certainly thought it was a great idea. And we talked a little bit about having it in Cleveland. And as you started to look into the different venues and the different sort of issues about hosting a conference, I think you found some interesting things, right? It's a little more complicated than you'd think, right, to just put on a conference, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that one of the first things I was thinking of is shortly after, I mean, it's probably only 2 weeks into the sort of kicking the idea around, there were quite a few people on behalf of their companies who were wondering if they could sponsor it or what the opportunities might be around that. And, I think it's just maybe, going back to the old accounting days, sort of the working with tax accountants, my head started immediately thinking, okay, there are definitely going to be tax implications here. So we need to, actually registered as a business? And, in fact, it does. So I think that I won't say that we won't have sponsorship this year. I think it depends on what kind of offers we could get to have sponsorship. If we can, it's great. It's just going to involve a little bit more planning on the committee's part, but definitely doable. But I did contact several tax accountants and attorneys just to find out what sort of implications there might be. So, for example, even if you have giveaways from a company that we would just give out for free on our behalf, again, there are still tax implications to that. So I think there's just a lot more to it. So at this point, we just are at the crossroads of deciding, are we really going to try and maintain this as something where it's more of a casual group of HR people who are just going to sort of come together on our own dime for this first year? And I'm kind of saying that, tongue in cheek, because if this really works, then I think that if we do it again, whether it be in 6 months or a year or however often, I think at that point it would possibly be big enough to actually need to have sponsorship and so forth. But I don't know. I mean, I would be interested to hear what any of the guests either have to say about that or know about that or experience maybe they've had in running other conferences, because that definitely feels like there's enough interest from companies to do that, but I just wonder how much work that's going to add to the whole process.
I know the Twitter people are really excited about the possibility of maybe the MIDI being a sponsor and thus raffling away a MIDI.
Okay, so that's the idea. So I should stop knocking the MIDI, you're saying, Shauna? I should stop
totally
knocking them? And all right, because
embrace the sponsorship.
I'm a Chevy truck guy, and we're not getting a dime out of General Motors at this point, right?
Not a chance.
But I just want to say I'm not going to offer my Mini up for auction, just so we're clear.
I told you that I'll steal it.
Yeah, it's
work on the Mini angle.
That's not a bad idea. I think that certainly the idea of trying to maybe, do a sort of really strapped kind of user-generated deal just to see what happens the first year, and then go after, if you have success at that, then go after some more sponsorship and perhaps a bit more elaborate or more, you know, quasi-traditional type of event might make sense. The
Trish,
you know,
and Steve, this is Lois. We run, you know, we run our user conference every year, and I would recommend what Trish just stated of do 1 year first, and because if you really want sponsorship to make it worthwhile to be a big enough sponsorship to go over the hassle barrier of having sponsors, then you need to be able to go to them with this is what it was last year and this is what it can be this year. Because little donations can make it, as Trish is already finding out, a tougher proposition.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Right. Right, right. And Lois, and I got to tell you something. I was not planning on declaring my acquired beer koozie that I got from you. So can we just keep that on the down low?
Yeah, I was going to say, you better hope you don't have any tax guys on or gals on the phone. I mean, that's...
I know.
It was a gift. It's a gift.
Okay, that's
it
a,
was
gift.
A gift.
All right. Thank you. Let's just be clear about
and it's
that.
Under $10,000. Trust me.
There
we
go.
You're clear.
Yeah, we haven't arrived yet at that level, Shauna, where we're getting sponsorships. Although I did mention to Shauna, I have gotten a couple of unsolicited to come to the show as a guest from people we don't know, and somebody did some company I've never heard of too also wanted to be possibly involved in the show. So who knows, Shauna? We could be conversations with the show. It wasn't Mini though; it was some other company who now I sort of escapes me right now. The so what do you think? You know, in terms of Trish, like I think. You know, I've said it's a great idea. I'm behind the idea 100%. I think a lot of people are, you know, and but as you said, suggested with tax implications and, you know, maybe working on the agenda, you know, quite as complicated. How do you think that, where would you say you want to see it go from here? You know, it's the end of July right now, and how would you like to see this sort of pan out in the next few months in terms of, you know, getting this conference to really happen? What do you think should be done first, second, third?
You know, I think that the next week to 2 weeks is going to be our critical period, Steve, because I think we are at that point where we're going to have to decide, is this truly going to be the casual sort of unconference that we've all sort of envisioned and embraced, which is great, because I think that's something that we could pull off more quickly, definitely. And I think if we keep the location as central as we can to all the people who have gone on the website and sort of, you know, put their flag on the map so that it's as cost-effective for them to get there as possible, I think we'll get a decent turnout. I think, you know, the other thing is, personally, I would prefer that it not be too large the first time we do it. Number one, because really the intent was to be able to network and meet with all of the people that we know from Twitter or from their blog. So to some degree, I'd like to keep it a little insulated the first time through. It'll help us work out the bugs. It'll help us see what really worked, what's really valuable, and where we could go if it's something we wanted to do again. I think the other thing is, in the next week or two, like I mentioned earlier, with regard to location, you know, I think people, once we start getting some hits on that poll about the date, that's going to give the people who have sort of teed up the location potential to really go out and check with the venues they're thinking of to say, is this available at that time? That's going to be critical. I think after that, it's going to come together pretty quick, because we really do have quite a few people who have expressed interest, like I said, in either, you know, whether you want to call it instructing or, you know, or whatnot, facilitating or being on a panel, there's a lot of that. And I think that HR people are pretty good at pulling that piece of it together. And there are a lot of volunteers.
Right.
I mean, just on the call so far, I mean, I've had so many people email me or direct message me that they would love to help out. So, again, I think that just shows there's a need for this out there, because what we find is when people go to conferences, they're often, they come back and they walk away and say, wow, you know, there was one or two sessions that were really valuable, but the rest really weren't. Someone was trying to sell me their book, or someone was trying to sell me XYZ. This wouldn't have that component. This would really be everyone trying to learn something. So,
hey, Trish, let me just stop you for 1 second. I've got a couple of callers who've sort of who've just joined in and want to come on. Let's go ahead and bring those guys on, right? It's HR Happy Hour. I have my Acquire beer koozie here, and let's go ahead and just let's get everybody involved here. So hang on 1 second, guys. Hi, area code 405, you HR Happy Hour.
That's me. That's Jessica Miller Merrill, blogging for jobs.
Hey,
how are you?
Jessica.
So I was thinking, what about a college or a university? We could have it there, and we could probably get a good deal.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
We had not thought of that, Jessica.
Well, I haven't done conferences. I'm working on one here regionally. We're in the beginning stages. But I've done some pretty crazy big tweet ups, and we've had a lot of success and gotten, you know, things for free. So, you know,
things for free is good.
Yeah, free is good, and if they pay you, it's better, but free is good.
Right.
Jessica, hang on. Okay. Trish, everyone else, hang on. One more caller wants to come on. We're going to go ahead and bring them on right now. Hey, area code 407. You are on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, Steve. This is Tracy.
Tracy, this is devoted to HR, isn't
Tracy.
It?
Hey,
Tracy.
Hi.
How
you
doing?
Tracy.
I know Tracy. How you doing tonight?
I know Tracy. That sounds ominous.
I've actually spoken to
I know her because she's fantastic. That's how I know.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to just pipe in a few comments. And, Jessica, your comment is very in line with what I was actually going to bring up as well. I've served with HR Florida on their planning conference in several different capacities in the last 3 years. Not only was I a sponsorship chair for 3 years, but I was a marketing chair and the facilities chair for the state council. Are you guys using, or have you even entertained the idea of using, like, Helms Briscoe to help source a location for, like, hotel space? Because they don't actually get paid from you. They negotiated for us, like, a five-star hotel for our conference, which normally is, like, $300 a night, and our conference attendees are paying $129 a night.
No, we hadn't, but I would love to connect with you on
that. And there's somebody in my follow stream that I know, actually, from Helms Briscoe that may actually be a resource that you could reach out to. But they can do all the legwork. And if you've identified specific markets, what they did for us is they identified, you know, like October, I don't know if you and Ben took a look at the Jewish high holidays. There's several of them in the month of October and September and October. And so it's kind of critical because there are a lot of people that observe those holidays and they wouldn't be interested in, you know, being away from their families or their synagogues at that time.
Oh, that's a great point.
And so they actually brought up a lot of points to us that we hadn't considered and were a tremendous resource. And they get paid a percentage of, like, the rooms, whatever, get that booked. So say, you know, you just thought there was going to be, like, 100 people or 200 people that showed, then, you know, they would get a percentage from the hotel. But they have the partnerships and they have the clout to get, you know, to put out an RFP saying they're looking for, you know, something in these particular markets and, you know, what you're going to need for space. And then and do some of that negotiating for you. So, like I said, if you have a conversation with Andrea, you know, she may be able to tell you whether they'd be a great resource or not. But at least be worth, you know, having a conversation at the you know, onset.
And we're going to have it in November. We really need to think. And you know, I'm in Oklahoma, so the world revolves around football here. But we need to think about if where we're having it. We need to factor in the football factor, because if we can have the location where it's an away game, wherever it is, rooms will be cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's an away game, they'll be able to use the space.
Well, wait. You know, just I want everyone to calm down here. If it's a college football town, we're going to Columbia, South Carolina, and there's no other questions about it.
We will be close to Lori. That would be awesome.
And that's where we're heading, and I'm going to a game. So stop with the college football references.
Well, then I guess the HR happy hour is over.
I'm kidding. I'll tell you
I'm thinking Florida in the fall sounds really nice.
Well, like I said, I mean, there's lots of places, but what you would just identify is what's important, you know, to you as far as room rates and making sure, you know, it's accessible to, you know, restaurants. But they're tapped in. I mean, I was planning a really small meeting for HR Florida for our state council meetings. We had four of them a year. And then we had our big state conference, which was about 1,500 people. But our quarterly meetings were about 200 people. And when I was on the facilities team, we were looking at boutique-style hotels, and there was a place in Daytona that we booked that normally is like $300 or $400 a night, and during bike week and some of the peak weeks, it's like $500 a night right on the ocean, and they were booking the rooms for us for $119 and $129, and we only used 200 rooms. So there are really great deals out there. You just have to know how to get them, and if you're doing them on yourself, the hotels don't know you, and you don't have the leverage to kind of – to play with them, and Helms Briscoe is a big name, so you might find it's worthwhile.
That's just a great tip. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, that's great. Jessica and Tracy, thank you for sort of offering some perspective. And I think, honestly, I think Trish will agree with me. One of the reasons why we wanted to do the show tonight and talk about this conference is to try to solicit more input and ideas, you know, from beyond just the four or five or six people who had been, you know, trying to mull over these ideas and discuss them, because there's so much great expertise out there with folks who've been involved in planning or putting on events or volunteering at events that we thought this might be a good way, just doing this show, to try to solicit and capture some of that information. So I want to say thanks to both of you guys for offering some input tonight. Hey, we got another caller on the line who's up for welcoming someone else to the happy hour.
Calling him aboard.
Okay. Eric, 81C. Hi.
Oh, that's me, Steve. It's Michael Vandervoort.
Hey, Mike.
How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike.
I'm doing really well.
Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, go ahead, Steve. Give me the big intro.
I was gonna say, I'm giving you the intro. You're making a return appearance, a return engagement on the happy hour. Michael was
on
with us a couple weeks ago and did a fantastic job, and I thank him for that. That was he helped bail us out of a show that was quickly descending into the abyss, and so I'm really glad he called in again tonight.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out, first of all, great to be back. It's like back to back. I'll get a streak going, and I'll become the Cal Ripken of your show, Steve. get another sport.
Anytime.
As long as you don't try and take Kelly Ripa from me, because that's me.
Okay. No problem. And is Tracy still on the line over there in Orlando?
Yes, I am.
Hey, hello from the kind of in person. listen, I was going to throw out the idea, and I typed it on Twitter, but I know you guys can't read every tweet that comes across, I'm sure. Another thing is use your unconference idea and find out where other unconferences have been held, bar camps or pod camps. And, you know, they probably have worked with the same kind of a setup if you decide to go with the real informal deal. And you might be able to identify a location that way once you figure out where you're going to hold the thing.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Mike.
Yeah.
Down here in Tampa, they have a bar camp coming up in September or October, and they go to the University of South Florida at their business school. So they have nice facilities, lecture halls, kind of probably what Steve works in, and that kind of thing. So that's my suggestion, and I can't hang tonight, so I was listening for a while, but I got to go now, so thanks for getting me out. Sorry.
All right, Michael.
Just a quick hit. Yes.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for running a good show again tonight. Talk to you later. Bye.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Yeah, Michael makes a good point. I certainly think, it dovetails Jessica's point as well pretty well with the idea of doing a college or university kind of setting. I know at my college they do a unconference, bar camp style conference each year, centered, you know, mostly around gaming technology, because that's what they're into there. But certainly the format and the design makes a lot of sense for what we're talking about here for the HR Evolution or the HR Blog Conference. So it's definitely something to mull on.
And, the other thing is, Trish, you might want to reach out to Miller Wall. She's one of a Twitter follower. I'm not sure if you're following her, but she's in my follow stream, and I'm following her. She has been the facilities chair for HR Florida for the state conference for, 5 years. So she can actually probably coach anybody. I mean, when I took over just to do it, you know, for the year, for the state conference, mm-hmm. I mean, for the council, last year, if it wasn't for her and all her guidance, I wouldn't have known what to do because I was completely unfamiliar with the task, but she's just an abundance of information, and I'm sure she'd be happy to be a resource to you guys in your planning side of it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, Trish, we've had so many good ideas tonight, and we sort of, you outlined sort of the next steps, the next couple weeks. What would you sort of recommend to folks out in the community and other bloggers or people who might just listen back to the show in the next few days or next week? Sort of what would you say to them if they want to get involved, make suggestions and help? What would be sort of, the best thing for them to do?
You know, I think the number one thing is just to direct them back to the website that Ben Eubanks put up. I'll mention it again. It's www.hrevolution.wetpaint.com. And I'll make sure that we can all tweet it or blog it out there, too, so that it gets out more. But it's a wiki format so that everyone can put your ideas out there, whether it's, content ideas, location ideas, any tips or things that we're not thinking about. This is all great tonight. This is what we were hoping for, to get information on. I mean, things like we're not thinking about certain holidays or football or, different things. So this is perfect. And this is the whole, to me, this just embodies what the whole idea was to begin with, is that this is about us and we're doing it for us. And so it can be exactly what we want it to be, it's not some organization having to tell us what we're going to pay to come do. So since it's our dime, we should make it be as creative and inclusive as what we want it to be.
Great. I think that's I think that's great advice, and I think that the idea behind this is it makes a ton of sense, and I think that I'll do everything I can certainly to try to help move this forward as well. I just don't want to let something go for a second. Someone was talking, and this kind of slipped by, but I just have to shout it out. Shauna, was your dog barking again in the show?
Actually, no. That was my dog.
I knew we get a dog bark almost every show. That's sort of a tradition on the show. And
Darby is upstairs with the husband.
You know what? It might have been a car alarm, because I am on a cell phone. I am actually at a baseball game. I'm sitting in the parking lot at the Illinois Grizzlies, minor league team baseball game, doing this. So it could have very well been a car.
Yeah, there was definitely on the dog. I think it sort of spices up the show, generally, right?
It does.
A little background. Yeah, and didn't we have an alarm or something, Shauna, on one of the shows, or something?
Yeah.
Police came by or something?
Yeah, they were after us. I was trying to steal minis.
Yeah. All right, so let's try to just quickly just kind of sum up where we're at. So we're talking about an HR Evolution conference, mainly centered around bloggers, trying to make connections with the folks we all know from online, and we want to make a better connection with it, personally, impromptu, sort of an unconference style. We've got a couple of locations, right, Trish? We're talking Cleveland, maybe Louisville, and Atlanta has been proposed, right?
Mm-hmm. And now possibly Denver.
Is there any other Denver came up tonight? Yeah, I got to tell you, I like Cleveland personally myself, but just like everybody else would say, it's the closest one to me, which is why I like it. And I did promise that I would bring my smoker with me and help cater to the events, so it's something to think about.
One thing too, Steve, that I will just mention, and I'm pretty open to location because being in St. Louis, I can kind of get wherever easily, but if you look at the map, there are quite a few people around D.C. and up in the east, and so that was one of the things I think where we were leaning a little bit more toward the Cleveland-Louisville route, just because it would be easier for the majority. Again, I think that we're going to try and go with what the majority could possibly do the easiest. So, but not to say that any other location is out. We just need to make sure that it's as inexpensive, too, as we can in terms of travel, because if we are paying this, on our own, and it's not to say that some companies won't pay for this, but just a consideration for, again, the majority of the people.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, and that's sort of what I think too. And I think that, you know, like you said, in the next couple of weeks, I think sort of a firming up of location and dates is really what's going to be needed for this to happen in the fall. And I really hope that it will. And so if folks are interested, definitely, as Trisha said a couple times, check out hrevolution.webpaint.com. You know where to find Trish. She's on the HR Ringleader blog. She's on Twitter. Ben Eubanks as well. He's easy to find. You can shoot ideas.
Always.
Yeah, right. And, you know, and let's keep it going, and hopefully we can pull this off. And you know, I think it would be great, great fun, and, you know, I would absolutely attend, even if
definitely.
It was in, you know, even if it was in, like, Gainesville or Denver or some of these other places that have been on out. I'm not bringing my smoke.
There's not enough hotel rooms in Gainesville on a game weekend, period. There's no way we could have an event.
Well, I think if anybody in Florida could get a beach location would be excellent as well. So,
well, that Tampa location, which I'm sorry, Mike's not on the phone, but we had ours at the Intercontinental in Tampa, and again, it was like a boutique hotel, and it was very, very expensive. You know, it was beautiful, and it's very centrally located. A lot of great restaurants, right within walking distance, and nice, great bar downstairs and stuff. And it was very cheap, $129 again. But we didn't do the negotiating, so I think that's where it's going to be key to really identify somebody to be your agent and kind of act on your behalf in that regard.
Yeah, I think you're right, Tracy.
Great. All right, we have just a couple of minutes left, and let me just get a couple of shout-outs made here before we wrap up the show at 9. Firstly, of course, Shauna, thank you, hrminion.blogspot.com. Yes, our first official sponsor, Lois Melbourne, thank you for calling in tonight.
Yes, thank you.
www.acquire.com, that's A-Q-U-I-R-E.com. We have Jessica, bloggingforjobs.com, Jessica Miller-Merrill, blogging, the number 4jobs.com. Hey, Jessica, I got that right?
You did. Thank you.
And all right. And who else is still? Tracy. Who else is on the line? Okay, I think I got everybody. Mike, I'm not mentioning your website because I can't remember. Infobox. Infobox.blogspot. Is that
so
right?
You're so mean.
Mike? I don't know if we lost Mike, but a couple of notes on shows we have coming up. We have started to book some shows in advance.
We're planning now.
I've gotten a lot of questions. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of questions about the show, about when is it, and is there a show this week, is it not. So we sort of set up a every other week schedule for a while, which seems to have been what we fell into. It seems to make sense for us and for the folks who like to listen to the show. So we have scheduled an every second week show for the next few weeks. In 2 weeks, on August 14th, we are doing Funky Hair, Tattoos, and HR Diversity Show, which I think will be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks after. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. It's going to be pretty wild, I think.
I can contribute. I got 3 tattoos on my own.
Yeah, piercings, too. I forgot to mention piercings. We're going to mention piercings as well. On August 28th, we're doing the Sports and HR Show, which I'm really looking forward to. We've got some great guests lined up for that one, too. On September 11th, we're doing an HR show. And then September 25th, I think we're going to do a special show, details to come later. And as I mentioned, we're going to try to get a job seeker show squeezed into the whole thing as well coming up soon.
Yep, on a special night or something.
Yeah, we'll probably squeeze that one in on a different night or a special night. So anyway, so every other week is the general schedule for the show. We've been kicking around different start times, sometimes early, sometimes late, and we're still experimenting with that. All right, so the live stream's about to cut off here. So I do want to say thank you to everybody who called in and listened tonight. Shauna, of course, Trish McFarlane, Lois Melbourne, Tracy DeVoe, Jessica Miller-Merrill, did I get everybody, I think? Deirdre, the HR Maven. Deirdre Hahn,
oh,
the HR Maven, who called in earlier. So thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. Tweet out your reaction, your comments using the HR Happy Hour hashtag. That's HRA Happy Hour. And let us know what you think. We love the feedback. And, again, thanks, everybody, tonight. And I thought it was a great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Adios.